on the Hat Morning Podcast. This is As I See It with Hoosier Ag Today's Gary Truitt. Warning, what you're about to hear may be edgy and not suitable for the kids.
Well, we made it through 2022. For most of us, we got a crop planted, we got a crop harvested, we figured out how to do all this with skyrocketing fertilizer prices, shortages of critical crop inputs, and we did it all with the shortage of new equipment or even parts for the old stuff to keep it running. We managed through a war in Ukraine that disrupted markets and played havoc with world grain supplies, and to say nothing of oil prices. Then there were the gasoline and diesel prices, as unpredictable as the weather, which, again, had a few tricks for us this year as well. But this is farming, after all. Something our consumers don't understand, as they complained about higher food costs and supply shortages, most of which had nothing to do with agriculture. The media, of course, jumped in, stirring up lots of food fears and spreading misinformation about climate change and the impact that agriculture has on our environment. So as a whole, it really was a pretty typical year. What's ahead for 2023? Well, as I see it, we will have some new players in Indiana agriculture, a new ISDA director to be named, and perhaps a new dean of the ag school at Purdue. And the governor's race will start to heat up. We may get a few more hats in the ring. Speaking of hat, here at Hoosier Ag Today, we added some new members to our team in 2022, C.J. Miller, Elise Koenig, and Molly Nichols. They made a big impact on our team this year and will continue to make a big impact in 2023. In Washington, they'll finally get serious about writing a farm bill, and there will be a whole lot of new players sitting around that farm bill table, so it will be something to keep an eye on. We also have the Supreme Court scheduled to make a ruling in the first quarter of the new year that will have a big impact on the U.S. livestock industry and food prices and availability. Watch for that. Thanks for listening in 2022, and stay with us because who knows what 2023 has in store for us, but whatever it is, Hoosier Ag Today will be here to bring it to you. That's how I see it. I'm Gary Truitt.